Robert Neasden, author, poet, playwright, a man with a string of successful plays and films behind him, a man for all Neasdens, a lion in Neasden, an Anne of a thousand Neasdens. He needs solitary to work, living alone in the country with his wife, children, dogs, and the occasional television crew. He describes how the idea for the film came to him.
I was in the cinema at the time, just me, my wife and children and dogs. I was watching this film. And suddenly I thought, a film. That's it. A film. It's so simple, I almost wept.
He takes his idea to famed producer-director Brian Neasden.
I thought it was a film about people.
Yeah?
People who need people.
Yes. Mm.
Big people with universal emotions locked in noble conflict. A king, a queen, a bishop, fine language, cathedrals, horses.
Neasden works furiously on the first draft. Writing is exhilarating, agonizing, exhausting. Months later, he delivers it.
Yes, I like it, Bob. Yeah. It's probably a few answers too long, but it's terrific.
Brian Neasden postpones his scheduled spectacular, When Diana Dawes Ruled the Earth, to concentrate on Robert Neasden's project. Now it's a question of casting. His mind clicks into action. Why not Peter O. Neasden as the Archbishop and Richard Neasden as the King? Two giants of the B.O. who could set the screen alight. They leap at the chance of playing with each other.
Yes.
Shooting begins on the crowning glory. Richard Neasden prepares for his role.
Well, I've always wanted to work with Brian, and when I heard that Robert had written the script, well, I didn't have to read it. The money's neither here nor there. It's in Geneva.
Of Peter O. Neasden, Sir Achim Neasden, and Richard Neasden in the electrifying cathedral confrontation.
My Lord Neasden, what is't?
I is't, my Lord.
My dear Lord Neasden, when I say what is't, I mean what is it?
It is my teeth, my Lord. That is why I is't.
I'll ask again, Lord Neasden, what ails thee?
Mild and bitter. How very good. To ease these parched lips.
Speak not of mild and bitter in this holy house.
Forgive me, my Lord. Like the humble snail, I kneel silently at thy feet. I crave thy holy indulgence. Could you possibly extend the episcopal hand and bear me up again?
What is thy news, Neasden?
Brave news, my Lord. Thy cousin Hal, the king, God's instrument upon this earth, doth bear down upon thy holy haven like a black falcon upon his innocent prey, the lowly doll.
Get to the nub, Neasden.
My Lord, forgive me. I kneel like a cringing spaniel that hath his master most grossly offended.
What will the king?
Divorce, my Lord. Divorce. E'en now he frolics with his fancy mate, the strumpet Nell.
Bitch! Adulterer! Slut! Whoremonger! Fishwife! Pig cow!
So you met someone who set you back on your heels? Goody, goody. So you met someone and now you know how it feels? Goody, goody.
Oh, release me. Let me go. For I don't love you anymore. My lips are warm, while yours are cold. Release me, my darling, let me go.
So you gave her your heart too? just like I gave mine to you. Goody, goody for you. Goody, goody for her. And I hope you're satisfied, you rascal, you.
I don't know what's wrong with me. I'm shaking like a leaf in a buzzing tree. My heart is stuck, but I'm as wild as a bug. I'm in love. Huh? I'm all shook up.
Like we did last summer. Let's twist again like we did last year.
The party's over.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I wish that I could die.
Is that all there is?
Yes. We have no bananas. No bananas.
Oh. Yummy, yummy, yummy. I've got love in my tummy. And I feel like I'm loving you.
More complete, Brian Neasden returns to his wife and family.
God, it's Martin behind. Bob, you fix yourself with a drink and I'll go and get Vera and the kids.
Right.
Ah, marvellous. Vera! Vera, we're home. Vera, it's Brian.
At last, author and director can relax and forget the agony of filmmaking.
Vera! Vera! That's very strange. She was here 3 years ago.
I'm here, actually, for you.
Yeah, thanks.
For
that. Goodbye forever. Love, Vera. God, what a fantastic title.
It's a marvellous title, isn't it? I see it as a film, a very contemporary film.
Yes, a film, a film.
And so, out of an ordinary domestic incident, a new idea is born.